from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's a little bit awkward, thick lie. As Johnson said, had to land it short.
Oh. Did we mention he's on a roll? A couple of major wins this summer. And now an opening birdie from a tough spot.
Olympic golf is underway. Wyndham Clark back on track also after a rough start. Is golf an event where we're watching and thinking, USA? USA. The Ryder Cup, we do that.
The Ryder Cup, we do it.
And when Scotty Scheffler goes out and makes a putt to win the tournament, don't you feel like Scotty Scheffler won the gold? Is I don't know.
Yeah.
The patriotism of the golf feels like it might not be as high as, I don't know, gymnastics? Or is it all the same?
I would say, I think the fact that it's an individual event makes it different.
So is the all-around competition in gymnastics, but if an American wins that.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the patriotic rankings of the Olympic sports. What's the most patriotic Olympic sport? What's the one we care about the most?
We care about swimming the most. No?
I don't know.
Basketball?
No. Yeah, but basketball is a, if you don't win it, you're losers.
Like, right.
You better win that.
Basketball is, if you win by only 1 point, it's what is happening. What, this team is collapsing. What's the U.S.'s most, what's the most patriotic sport? It's not going to be golf, I don't think. Swimming or gymnastics feel like two at the top of the list for me, but am I only doing that because they're just the most popular? And wouldn't they be the most popular?
They're the most Olympics-y, because you don't, right? You don't watch,
yes,
necessarily. It's not like,
Olympics-y.
It's,
yeah,
not like swimming is mainstream,
right,
outside of
no,
the Olympics.
No, but when you think of Simone Biles, when you think of Michael Phelps, what do you think of? You think of the Olympics. When you,
yeah,
think of LeBron James,
you think of the,
you
Lakers,
don't think of the Olympics.
The Cavs, right.
Yeah.
Track is up there, the 100 meter dash.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a thought. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. We'll talk to Sal next hour. They're off yesterday. They're back to it today.
I have a quick thought on you're on this. The turnovers don't actually matter.
Well,
in a way.
Punts are turnovers.
Punts are turnovers.
And then that significantly limits how much you think about turnovers and increases how much you think about punts.
I just want to add the simplest form of context possible to the graphic that you are likely to see 10 more times this season on broadcast, which is what? That Josh Allen has the most turnovers in the NFL since whatever, right?
Yep.
We see it every year. And he has this reputation of the guy can't stop turning the ball over.
Can I interject one thing?
Go ahead.
Is that what is keeping him potentially underrated in the NFL top 100?
I think maybe.
Because NFL players, of course, their entire lives, every football player, turnovers.
Got to win the turnover battle.
And
right?
If you lead the league in turnovers, then a player that's choosing between Lamar and Allen and Mahomes and Allen is going to dock Allen a little bit because he turns the ball over. Is that what you're going for?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. But I don't even know how true it is in the first place. Like, again, the simplest form of context is, can I just do it by percentage rather than just count? Can I do it by percentage? Allen, since 2020, it's the right time period for him, for me, always, because that's when he became the quarterback that he is today, 2020. Though in the last, so that's the last four seasons, you want to know where he ranks in interception percentage? And this is like minimum 500 attempts. You want to know where he ranks? 16th. His percentage for interceptions, 2.4. Matthew Stafford, 2.4. Lamar Jackson, 2.3. Tua, 2.3. Tua doesn't have a reputation for turning the ball over, but if you gave, again, it's just by attempts. Allen, on his amount of attempts, 2,364. You don't even know that number.
Okay.
But on his amount of attempts, how many picks does he have? 57. If Tua maintain the same percentage that he has and threw the ball as much as Josh Allen, how many picks would he have? 54. 57, 54.
Well,
Stafford would be the exact same. Jackson would be only 2-3 off. Like, he throws the ball a lot. It's part of the reason he turns the ball over so much. He's not here, you know, Jalen Hurts, 2.2, Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, you know, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. These are all guys that are like right next to Allen when it comes to interception percentage.
Okay. The stat, without whatever, he has the most fumbles in the NFL in the last 5 years.
Okay.
So, like, you know, turnovers are fumbles and picks.
Is that right still, that he has the most fumbles?
In the last 5 years, Josh Allen has the most fumbles.
All right.
Not the most lost fumbles.
Right, which is usually more about luck, though, right?
That's Daniel Jones.
The other part about the picks,
but
though, that's good. That's fair. The other thing about the picks, and I've brought this up, that Allen, not to jinx him, I believe, this was tough to look up, but I think I have it. I had it at the end of last season. He has the longest streak of not throwing a pick six in the NFL. In that time, like, where his picks are thrown do matter a lot.
Yes.
And in those 4 years that I just went through, 2020 to 2023, Allen does not have a pick six. Stafford has 10. Matthew Stafford has 10. Derek Carr has 8. Prescott has 5. Tua has 4. Allen hasn't thrown a pick six. All of them are down the field.
He hasn't thrown in his career.
Is that right? Is that right? He hasn't done it in his career?
I can't think of one.
Did he do it in his rookie year, maybe? But again, like, he's thrown 57 picks. Matthew Stafford's thrown 46 picks. But 10 of those went back for touchdowns. Which would you rather have? It's not even close. You'd rather give me 10 extra picks on also, by the way, like 1,000 more attempts. And because Allen chucks the ball deep so often, like, and remember in the finale against Miami? I was watching the highlights of that game the other day, which is why I can remember it so well. Miami, he had, I think right when Twitter started going, oh, here's a Josh Allen game, he did throw that pick in the first drive in the red zone. That wasn't good. And he lost the ball to Christian Wilkins on a fumble. That wasn't good either. One of the other picks he had in that game, where I think it was his second pick and everyone's like, oh, here we go, Josh Allen turnover machine, was a 4th-and-3 from midfield where they went for it. The play was breaking down. Allen had no play, so what did he do? He launched the ball 50 yards into the end zone and there was nobody near him. And what happened? A Dolphin caught it and it went back to the 25. It was the equivalent of a 30-yard punt.
Right, it's an arm punt.
And that's not every pick, I know, but yeah, the math on the percentage of the picks and where the picks happen. The fumbles, right? I can't absolve the picks with the fumbles with this, but the interceptions are just not. They're not killing the Bills.
Yeah,
they're not killing the Bills.
I think Allen has one career pick six that I found.
Okay,
Rashad Jones of the Dolphins in 2018.
So that would be his rookie year.
Yep.
Okay. So he hasn't thrown a pick six since his rookie.
If that's how long the streak is, I tried to find any.
Yeah.
I found Rashad Jones, week 17, pick six.
Yeah.
Stafford has 10. I did not know that.
Stafford has 10 pick sixes. Stafford led the league in interceptions and won the Super Bowl with the Rams. It's 17 that year. So tell me again how. I mean, he didn't have a winning record that year, but Jameis Winston threw more interceptions in the modern era than anybody we've ever seen. He threw 30 picks. What was his record? 7-9.
And he threw 30 touchdowns, 30 picks.
Right. He threw more picks than we've ever seen. He was almost 500.
Yeah, the fumbles are, you know, I worry about the fumbles and not the picks.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Interceptions are going to happen. You throw the ball a lot, it's going to happen. I hope the Bills aren't thinking about throwing it less because of interceptions. Every once in a while, he has a game where he gets a little sideways, but even when he does, they don't lose by a lot. Like Josh Allen. Has Josh Allen, when's the last time he threw them out of a game? Which quarterbacks will do? You know, you have a bad day.
Maybe the Jet opener last year.
They lost in overtime on a punt return.
I know.
They didn't throw him out of the game.
But Zach Wilson was the quarterback.
He kept the Jets in the game, but the Bills were not out of it. It's not like your quarterback went out there and played so badly you couldn't win. It's part of the frustration sometimes. It's, you know, after a game like that, he'll say, and he's done this before, I'm the reason we lost.
Yeah.
But you know what? That might be a fair way to say, why is Allen, if you think he is underrated by the players, why is that? Maybe it's because of the interceptions. Maybe it's because of the fumbles. That, listen, I know he's one of the best players in the league, but I got to dock him a little bit if I'm a player.
All right.
Because as a player, I'm taught that that's super important.
Here's the fumbles, by the way. The fumbles. Can I go to 2020? Is that fair? Can I start at 2020 with him?
Sure.
Justin Fields is the only one in the league with more. Allen is 37. Fields has 38. But even the fumbles, you know, he might have more, but is it that different? Kyler has 30. Allen is 37. Kyler 37. Hurts 36. Carr 35. Cousins 35. Lawrence 33. Jackson 32. Mayfield 31. Tua 29. Like, okay, he has the most. Is it that? It's not double what a lot of these other guys are doing. It's double what Mahomes is doing. Actually, Mahomes has 24. But it's still more. So is he turning the ball over? He's turning the ball over more than Mahomes is. But it's not like it's drastically higher than these other teams. I hate the argument that you hear once in a while, and it's not as, you know, prevalent as it once was, but that his turnovers are the thing that are keeping the Bills from winning the Super Bowl. Just what's their record?
Yeah.
What is their record? Tell me again how important turnovers are when Allen's record is what it is and he turns the ball over as much as anybody in the league.
C.J. Mosley had a pick six on Allen in week one in 2019, but that was off of Beasley's hands.
Okay. That would be the last one, though?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike, for tweeting that in. It is kind of funny, though. Stafford has 10. Here we are with Josh Allen's career thinking, does anybody remember them? And
10 pick sixes just in the last 4 years, by the way,
yeah,
for Stafford. Yeah, he had – this was as of December 10th, so I could try to update it. I'd have to find who the guys were ahead of him. But as of December 10th, Allen had the fourth longest streak in NFL history of pass attempts without a pick six. Fourth longest in history. He has the longest active streak in the league, 1,000 more attempts then who's in second place. You want to know who's in second place? The current Bills backup quarterback, by the way. Mitch Trubisky. That's who second is. Longest streak without a pick six. Mahomes had one on Christmas. Actually, maybe he had two on Christmas, didn't he?
Against the Raiders?
Against the Raiders. There's at least one.
Yeah.
It's the only reason the Raiders were in that game, won that game.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Football tonight, Hall of Fame game. This game's come a long way.
Will you watch the whole thing?
No.
Should it take as long as a normal game? Will it? Because they're going to do all the same commercial stuff they normally do?
They're going to do what they do, right? It's, I mean, it's Buck and Aikman.
There also would be Hall of Fame ceremonies that would offset, even if it is shorter, right?
I'm going to tune in so I get my first taste of a rules analyst this year. You know, just warm myself up.
We need to find out who that is, right? Because ESPN, John Perry is here now.
He works for the Bills. So yeah, I got to – listen, as they say, Joe, it's preseason for everybody. That means when we get the rules analyst on the screen, I got to complain about it. And I just got to make sure, you know, I'm loose. I'm ready to complain about the existence of a rules analyst on the broadcast.
Yep.
Was his knee down? Well, let's go to – who knows who it is for Buck and Aikman now. Yeah, I mean, will I watch this game? How many years ago was it they canceled the game because the paint on the field was peeling?
Oh, I remember that. I had a fantasy draft that night.
We were
like, oh, perfect. We get a preseason game while we're drafting, and then
they just scrapped it.
There was no game.
We're not going to play.
They also wouldn't have played it during COVID, right?
Probably not.
What's the most memorable Hall of Fame game?
When the Bills lost with Doug Marrone.
Okay, why do I not remember that one? I remember them in the Hall of Fame game with Jerron when they were doing like an AFL celebration thing that season. And I remember the Bills in a Hall of Fame game with T.O. It would have been T.O.'s first time in a Bills uniform, and they were wearing their throwbacks, and the Titans would have been wearing the Oilers throwbacks. And I remember one play, which was the Titans running a fake punt in a preseason game for like a 50-yard touchdown.
2009, the Bills lose to the Titans in the Hall of Fame game.
Okay. That one I remember. I don't remember this Marrone one.
The Marrone one, so it's 2014. The Giants win 17-13, and the Bills gave up a late touchdown or a big touchdown. And Marrone, again, he's a football coach. I guess he's allowed to do this, but why do I remember it? He was so mad that they lost, I couldn't believe it. He was so mad. It's a Hall of Fame game, and the guy that gave up touchdowns not going to be on your team.
Right.
How could you be so mad about this? But hey, he
was furious.
He's taking the job seriously. I guess, you know, that is his job.
He was furious with who was at quarterback? Jabram Hamdan?
I have no idea.
That's amazing.
He was so —
it's also not that surprising.
So grumpy about it. 2014.
Okay. All right, so that's Bill's Hall of Fame game memory. I don't really remember any.
Remembering some guys from this game?
Yeah.
The first guy that popped up for the Bills is Manny Lawson.
Manny Lawson.
Right?
Yeah.
Manny Lawson's in this game.
Long edge rusher.
Sammy Watkins,
yeah.
Booby Dixon, Jeff Toole would have played in this game.
Okay. Toole time.
EJ Manuel played in this game.
You know what I'm currently finding? It's very hard to find preseason box scores.
Yes, it is. I know this because I have looked for them.
Yeah.
It does not bring me – I'm not proud of saying that.
I believe, actually, the Fox website is the best for it. I don't go to them for anything else statistically. They only go back to 2018, though. All right, so never mind. Yeah, they only go back to 2018.
Well, enjoy it tonight. Thursday Night Football. We're back. We're back. Bears-Texans.
And then we get the Bears next week.
Which one of these teams is going to have the better season by what they're expected for? Bears or Texans? They're both really interesting, right? For the Texans.
Yeah, very.
Well, okay, here it is. What would be — ask about this, about the Bears and the Texans. What would be a bigger leap for you? Texans make the Super Bowl or Bears make the playoffs? Is that the fair bar? Texans make the AFC title game.
Yeah, that might be better.
Okay. Texans AFC title game or Bears playoffs?
The Bears are favored to make the playoffs. Like, it's very slight, but they're favored to make the playoffs right now by the odds. So I think the Bears making it is more likely. It's hard for me to see them not being a 9-win team at least. I mean, they won 7 last year with a quarterback. It depends if you're a Justin Fields guy. He's very talented. I just mentioned he's the only quarterback with more fumbles than Josh Allen. By the way, that's in one fewer season than Josh Allen. Is there a quarterback we've ever seen that's worse at, like, taking sacks than Justin Fields is?
It's Fields, yeah.
It's horrific.
It's Fields and Daniel Jones, yeah.
I mean, the dude not knowing how to read a defense has been a part of his story in Chicago, too. Like, their offense looked broken at times with him. Other times it looked great when he could really get off and run. But that team, with that offense, they won 7 games last year. And now they have a quarterback that I'm very open, maybe because of Stroud, to him just coming right in and being awesome. And I don't really see why that can't happen. Their line, I guess, is about league average, if you look, trust PFF on that. They have an amazing fleet of weapons. I mean, think of if I told you a 7-win team drastically improves a quarterback and then added Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze, what would you think they were going to do? Win 9 games, at least? 10 games, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, I think the Bears are I would bet heavily that they're going to be a team that's at least on the playoff bubble, if not in. And Houston, you know, they're, I guess the Bears are this too. Are they the trendy, they're the trendy pick, right? Like, oh, you're picking the Texans to go to the Super Bowl this year. And I'm not saying they're bad at all. I like their weapons too. They added Diggs, and he's maybe their number 3. I just like to see them do it again, I guess. Like, is there any going to be any figuring out of them? Are teams going to have a better idea of how to defend Stroud this season as opposed to last season? I would wonder if there's any adjustment league-wide to Houston and whether they can be limited more than they were last year.
They did, down the stretch.
The sophomore slump, if you will.
They lost Tank Dell.
Right.
So,
on a block at a goal line.
Yeah.
Remember that
so
one, like,
when
they're, the line.
When their season ends, they're out one of their top 2 receivers. Dell had 700 yards on 47 catches last year and 7 touchdowns as a rookie. Pretty good.
Yeah. In how many games? He didn't play the whole season.
No.
Right? Probably like 10 games, 10, 11 games, whatever it was. It wasn't a full season. So super impressive.
So he was out when they went out. He played in 11 games. He had 700 yards, Tank Dell.
And, like, maybe they – listen, I'm theorizing that they could be some adjustment to them. It doesn't have to happen. I mean, they went in – teams would have had all season to do it. The Dolphins got adjusted to as the year went on. And Houston, what happened to them? They went to the playoffs and played arguably the best defense in football and hung 45 on them in Cleveland. So maybe there is no figuring them out. They got stopped by Baltimore. But I'd be – you know, the AFC has got a lot of contenders. So it's not crazy to me at all to think that, oh, they lost to Baltimore in a playoff game again, or they lost to the Bills, or they lost to Kansas City because they ended up lining up in the second round, or they lost to whoever. Like, there's enough teams, juggernauts in the AFC where, like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw Houston bounce out early in the playoffs.
Bills will play the Texans this year. They will play the Bears only in the preseason, not in the regular season. Preseason game number 1 is next week. Blue and red tomorrow at the stadium. Get a chance to see Keon Coleman tomorrow at the stadium. If you've been coming out the camp,
yeah,
you've been watching him a little bit here. Get a chance to get your first eyes on him at the stadium tomorrow.
The game day procedure I saw is very similar to the practice procedure is similar to a game day procedure. Like Abbott's closed. Like there are road closures. WBN or sister station has all that on their website. And I've now. My favorite idea for Allen's helmet is the idea I thought of yesterday, which is him wearing a normal Bills helmet, but the logo is the drawing from his rookie season. That's the one. There's really not much else he could do if he's going to keep this up. Where
Zubas?
Every year he comes out with a new helmet.
No Zubas? Could do that.
Zubas with what, the red jersey?
Yeah,
well,
sure.
He'll be wearing the red jersey because that's what the quarterbacks wear.
Yeah. 8030550, we are live at St. John Fisher. Another practice on the way today. Bills training camp coverage is from St. John Fisher, presented by Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it. Brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. When we return, there was a viral highlight yesterday. It was not a viral catch, but it was a viral play involving Xavier Worthy of the Chiefs. If you didn't see it, we'll make sure we retweet it and send it out there and tell you all about it. But not exactly a good play for Mr. Xavier Worthy. I want to talk about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Because I think it provides important context and potentially a stupid idea for covering training camps going forward. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
I love Xavier Worthy. 4-2-1, fastest dude ever in the 40-yard dash. Look, I've been on a team with Ted Ginn Jr. before, and I've seen firsthand how speed can affect defenses, how speed can affect safeties. I talked to multiple agents and multiple people at the combine when I was doing my stuff on NFL Network for it. Even before he ran a 4-2-1, he was a first-round receiver. Not only the punt return ability, you can imagine this new kickoff rule, he's going to get some stuff, but you can just throw him a screen like that and like he's gone.
Chase Daniel on Xavier Worthy. Quick note on Worthy for you. The Bills did not practice yesterday. The Chiefs had a practice, and there was a viral moment involving Worthy. It was not one for our viral catch counter. We'll get to that. Jeremy and Joe with you from St. John Fisher. Sun is out again. Nice breezy morning, like a perfect day to golf, maybe a little hot. Anyway, practice 9:45 this morning, then back to Buffalo for the blue and red tomorrow at the stadium, and the Hall of Fame games tonight as well. Bears and Texans in the Hall of Fame game. Tyson Bagent and Davis Mills. The tall quarterback bowl.
Is Tyson Bagent tall? Is Davis Mills tall, or does Davis Mills just have a
long
tall neck?
Is the longest neck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Tyson Bagent is tall.
There was a moment where I thought Davis Mills was actually good.
Tyson Bagent is 6'3", so, you know, not that tall by quarterback standards.
The other history between these two teams, Davis Mills threw the pass that altered both of these teams for years to come.
That got Caleb Williams to the Bears.
Yeah. Because, and also got C.J., well, maybe, they might have taken Stroud first anyway, but you could say it got Stroud to the Texans.
Right.
Because, what was it, week 18, 2 years ago.
Walk-off throw against the Colts.
Yes. A ball that's like a fourth down prayer. It goes through a defender's hands and right into a receiver. And Houston wins that game. How does it go? Then Houston picks second, but Carolina picks first. Maybe that's what it is?
Yeah.
And then Carolina... How did it go? No, the Bears were picking first, and they traded down with Carolina. Okay,
right. Yep.
That's what it is. So the Bears are in first, the first pick, because Houston wins that game with Davis Mills. That allows them to then trade with Carolina, which leads to Caleb Williams.
When you get right down to it, can you believe the Bears got the first overall pick with somebody else's pick?
It's pretty unbelievable.
That happens in your fantasy league and you're embarrassed.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of another. Is there another? Especially before. You get their pick. This isn't a trade-up.
No.
Like, after the season. Like, you had that pick before the season, and it was first.
And they picked it first.
Yeah.
If you do, I mean,
hockey, that doesn't happen because GMs are so terrified that everything's lottery protected.
So, yesterday, Xavier Worthy went viral. There was an account that tweeted out a Worthy highlight. If you haven't seen it, I'll explain what happened. He did not make a catch that was really impressive. While we played the clip of Chase Daniel talking about how he's so fast, he does this, he does everything. He is, of course, small, and there are very reasonable concerns about his size. So, and you know, can he hold up? All that stuff. So the account that tweeted this out, it was a Patriots fan at camp in Kansas City, wherever their camp is.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption was simply, Xavier Worthy against press. And on this play, Worthy gets, I guess you'd say, chipped or thrown. It's a very strange play because the snap goes to Mahomes, and Worthy gets chucked at the line, knocked off his feet, and then blasted by another player and knocked to the ground. And yeah. It's just like, look at this guy.
Getting thrown around.
Thrown around by two different players, knocked to the ground. Xavier Worthy against press coverage. I wonder if this clip got – this clip might ultimately have had more views than the 62-yard touchdown. It's already at close to 5 million views. Because what happens is everybody sees this and like, oh, time to own the Chiefs. Because Worthy, you know, gets thrown to the ground. He's small, 165 pounds. And while those concerns are legitimate, it made me think of something we saw yesterday here at Bills practice, which is we saw Andy Isabella try to catch a fade pass.
Yeah.
They were
running a fade drill. All the
fade
receivers
drills. All the receivers
were
running fade drills, and there's a fade throw to Andy Isabella. Something that will never happen. And while this clip of Worthy getting chucked and thrown around is, you know, relevant, he's probably not going to have to beat press coverage that much. They're going to put him in motion all the time, right? Aren't they going to protect him? But the bigger point is, this clip gets 5 million views. Why? Because it's something you never see. A negative clip from training camp.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You never see those.
The only other ones I feel like I've seen so far are that Trey Lance has missed a bunch of passes at Cowboys practice.
So here's the thing. Of course there are bad things happening at camps all around the league. It's a lot of highlights, but, you know, guys are dropping balls or throwing picks. We need, as a NFL society, to designate one fan in each market. You know, like you get the Bills backer bar?
Yeah.
Send a Bills fan to every single training camp just sending out the bad stuff from the other teams. Tamp down those expectations. Easy there, Dolphins fans.
Oh.
Remember when the Dolphins a couple years ago had that video where Tua launched a ball in the air and then they edited it?
Yeah.
They edited it
to
make it caught by a player on a different throw?
That happened. Weren't there bad Tua clips that were going around, though, too?
Maybe.
I remember seeing some, like, ducks that he was throwing that were being passed around.
It is just, it's funny. It's camp. A highlight that embarrasses a player is unique. 95% of what is put out is going to be good stuff.
Yes.
But anyway, it is, of course, a reasonable concern for Worthy. Like, he's not that big. He's 165 pounds what he's listed at. That's what Tank Dell got listed at last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was okay.
Well, they didn't have him playing X receiver lined up on the line of scrimmage with press coverage, right?
Right.
Like, it's that was part of the Worthy calculus of whether he was the guy you wanted or not going into the draft process, which I was always back and forth on. Like, depending on the day or the week, there were days where he was sounding like the best idea to me. There were other days where I'm like, I don't really want to do that. And part of it was, part of his calculus was you kind of knew he was a certain type of player, a limited player. Like, it was harder to see him becoming your true number one, you know, eventual Diggs replacement guy because of his size, He's someone you just knew you had to use in certain ways.
He's a role player.
Yeah. So you can maximize his strengths and still get amazing production out of him. But that clip, you know, it's not really that meaningful, and he won't be asked to do that, I'm sure. But it is. It does remind me of those times of, oh yeah, that's why that's why there were weeks I didn't want him to be the Bills pick, because that right there is why he probably can never be like a 150 target top outside boundary receiver. Just too small. 150
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, you would think that that's not in the cards for him. But can he be, you know, a weapon that they use in devastating ways? Possibly. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Football season upon us, of course. Olympics rolling as well. Hideki Matsuyama. Off to a great start at the Olympics.
Yes. I like the leaderboard. Give me some big names near the top. Shoffley chipped in on his first hole for birdie.
That's nice.
And he is 3-under through 6. So I feel like Shoffley is going to be right there. And he has already won a gold medal. Shoffley has.
A gold and 2 majors.
2 majors and 2 gold medals. Like, he can, in a very quick amount of time, his resume starts looking a lot better.
Yeah,
Brian said with us yesterday that it's maybe right below the majors. So what do we think
the
for
Olympics?
These guys? Is it on, like, players championship level?
I think it's below the players championship.
You think these guys would rather, if in an honest moment, they would say they'd rather have a players championship right now than an Olympic gold medal?
Yes. I think the players championship is rates higher, yes.
A gold medal, though. An Olympic gold medal. Like, it almost doesn't matter what sport you play. You just show up at a bar like, I have an Olympic gold medal.
I haven't thought this out that far. But
versus, I have a players championship. Like, oh, what's that?
What's a players championship?
I mean, if you're not a golfer, a huge golf fan, everyone knows what an Olympic gold medal is.
Sure, but if you were a golfer.
Yeah.
What would I rather win, a gold medal in golf or the players championship? The players championship. It's
uh-huh. Again, the point I'm trying to make is, like, among the golfing community, the Players' Championship is maybe more impressive or probably more impressive or more meaningful, but in every other walk of life, the gold medal is the cooler thing to have. You go to a business meeting about whatever, and you show up with your gold medal, or I would wear that thing everywhere.
It is worth mentioning that in an individual sport, this is debatable. In basketball, you'd never make the case that Carmelo Anthony winning a gold is more valuable than winning the NBA title.
No.
Right?
Not even close.
I picked him because I know he has gold medals and he never won a – I mean, it was never close.
He's a decorated international Olympian that never won.
So individual sport versus team sport, that's probably different. What else? Would you rather win an Olympic gold medal in tennis or Wimbledon? I mean, Wimbledon is not the Players' Championship. Wimbledon is, of course, like it, right? There are 4 majors.
What do I get for Wimbledon? A big plate?
The French Open or a gold medal? Right? The U.S. Open or a gold? If it's tennis, what are you saying? You're saying a major.
How many sports would you say you'd rather have?
The individual sports title than the medal? It's a good question.
For golf, the majors are obviously going to be more impactful. But why is it different for tennis for me right now? Like, Wimbledon should be a yes then. Yes. You'd rather have Wimbledon. You'd rather have the French Open. You'd rather have the Australian. You want the majors. Give me the majors in tennis. Maybe it would be like golf for me. The next thing after the majors would be Olympic gold medal. Because that is the weight that could carry everywhere. I mean, if you win a gold medal – and you're a golfer, you have a gold medal in your trophy room, where are you putting it? You can't put that, like, off to the side. Like, that's got to be centerpiece somewhere. That's got to be the middle of the mantle, hanging somewhere.
It does have to hang.
It has to hang. Unless you put it in, like, plexiglass or something. Try to get fancy with it.
Doug Ferguson reporting there are 25,000 people at the Olympic golf course today.
Is that a lot for a golf course?
I mean, it's a big crowd for
an
event. Yeah, AP golf writer Doug Ferguson, 25,000 people. His guess.
Wow.
He says, for the group Scotty, Rory, and Ludwig, it was hard to see anything. Not sure I was expecting that.
Yeah. Didn't Ovechkin once say he'd rather win a gold medal than a Stanley Cup? Does that ring a bell?
Isn't okay, but that might be different because if you're an international player, the Stanley Cup represents another country's trophy,
right,
for their league, and you grow up wanting to win the world championship in hockey. In hockey, what's bigger, World Juniors or winning the Memorial Cup? Isn't World Juniors bigger?
World Juniors, I would think. I would think World Juniors. I might have made that up in my head. I thought I remembered that from years ago, but I don't see any reference to it. Just doing a quick search. So maybe it never happened. Because I'm sure 99.99999, maybe it's 100% of players would say in the NHL they'd rather win the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. It depends. I mean, it depends
on gold medal.
It depends on your country. Like, let's.
You think, like Dahlin would rather win the gold medal? Is that possible?
I feel like I'm thinking about Hasek for this.
Yeah.
Like, there are countries winning it. No, we're
deep. No, I know what you mean. If you don't grow up here, then, like, you probably know the cup.
You still revere the cup, I would imagine.
But you do it to the same degree.
What I'm getting at is, it's kind of like the U.S. in basketball. If you were to offer Jokic the title with the Nuggets or the gold, what would he take?
He wants the horse racing title, of course.
Your country is not known to win gold in an event.
Right.
You win for Serbia, they win the gold medal in basketball. That would be...
Yeah.
I mean, that's international acclaim. That's hero of your country. Like Canada. When Canada wins the gold in hockey, you're supposed to.
Yes.
If you played for... If Thomas Vanek led Austria to gold, it would be different, I think, than if a Canadian player won gold.
All right, I can. Yes,
I don't know.
I can get more on board with this.
Anyway,
this makes sense.
Olympic cheddar. It's fun. Sal coming up in about 15 minutes as we get ready for another day of practice here from St. John Fisher. Jeremy and Joe live at Bills training camp on WGR. Every Friday, that's tomorrow, we announce a lucky winner who will get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, including Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Clover Bank Country Club. Plus, you receive a box of Encore Golf Balls, a $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. We've mentioned a few times today that Josh Allen is on the NFL Top 100 at 12. His career arc, Allen's, debuted at 87 and then has been kind of hanging out in the same spot for a couple of years where it's 87 to 10.
Usually in the teens.
13.
He had an 8 in there.
8 and now 12. We do know who the NFL top 10 will be. The 10 names have been released in alphabetical order. Okay. Friday, 8 p.m., we find out who's, you know, 1 through 10. Here are the players that are top 10 NFL players as voted on by NFL players in alphabetical order. Max Crosby, Raiders defensive end.
Okay.
Miles Garrett, Browns defensive end. Tyreek Hill. Lamar Jackson. Chris Jones. Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. Mahomes. McCaffrey. T.J. Watt. And Trent Williams.
I don't have a problem with any one of those.
That's the thing about, like, the ranking season. How mad do you want to get that players voted Trent Williams to be a better player than Josh Allen? How mad do you want to get about that? Because if you want to be about Lamar, fine. Comparing positions.
Yeah.
You want to be upset that Myles Garrett was ranked ahead of him? Like, it's,
well, because what are you trying to... isn't what you're trying to do, like... Who's the best at what they do? Allen is, at your most generous, the second best at what he does, third best at what he does.
Yeah, he's probably.
And Trent Williams is the best at what he does.
And Myles Garrett is the best. And yeah, I mean, you get like
there are a couple pass rushers.
You got three pass rushers. Micah Parsons pretty far down the list this year for his standards.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson, 18th.
Yeah,
kind of wild there. So anyway, Hill's the only receiver. The Chiefs, for a second consecutive year, have three in the top 10. Mahomes, Kelce, and Chris Jones.
Okay. Hill, I saw, now he's the new player. The Dolphins Twitter is trying to figure out what they're going to do with him. Because now they've paid Tua, and they paid Waddle. After this year, I guess, with with limited cap space. Watch the cap go up $50 million, though. It won't matter. I think it's Jalen Phillips and Tyreek Hill they'll have to figure out after this year. The Dolphins.
Hill.
He's up there.
He's getting
like,
up
there. Will they just automatically extend him? It's going to be hard to if he. It's going to be hard not to if he has 1,800 yards. He is, and he's 30 now. So next offseason, when they'd have to decide whether to give him another extension, he'll be 31.
Unless they just rip it up and redo it.
Yeah.
Find a way to do something like that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Got a guess? Mahomes won. Who's going to come in number two?
I'm going to guess Trent Williams is number two.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Trent Williams. I'm going to guess Myles Garrett is two.
All right. He was doing stuff like he was maybe lining up. He was lining up at middle linebacker and blitzing last year and getting sacks.
Maybe even Chris Jones. I mean, Chris Jones had himself a year. The Chiefs, for the first time in the Mahomes era, had an incredible defense. Maybe Chris Jones. The Chiefs go out there and get number one and number two.
I mean,
it's possible.
Garrett's going to go down as one of the greatest pass rushers ever. He has not had. He's had double-digit sacks every year of his career except his rookie season, which he only played 11 games, and he had seven. He would have had double-digit sacks every single year. Like, how do you beat that level of consistency? It's pretty – Cleveland is – they're maybe like in – they're kind of Detroit in a way for this, where Detroit had multiple all-time great players and never any team success. And the Browns had Andrew Thomas forever.
Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas. And then he's a Hall of Famer. Never won anything. Never even had a winning record. And then here comes Myles Garrett. You got, like, the best pass rusher of a generation. And maybe now they're good. But they're not Super Bowl good. Unless Watson starts playing well.
Sal Capaccio will be making his way over to us. We'll get a preview of today's practice at St. John Fisher. We'll also speak with Joe Brady coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Jeremy and Joe live from training camp on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.